proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you on today's program. The Bible teaches us many lessons by using trees. The story of God's redemption of mankind begins and ends with a tree. One of the most notable trees in the land of Israel is the olive tree. The story of this tree is woven throughout the pages of Scripture and carries the message of peace, healing, and power. When the children of Israel came into the land of Canaan, they found a promised land filled with many blessings. Deuteronomy 8 verse 8 called this land a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey. This verse refers to what is known as the seven species of Israel. Each item listed here sustained Israel in biblical times as well as even today. The olive tree was truly special to Israel. In our day, we often take trees like the olive tree for granted. The olive tree was used for food as well as fuel for the people. It even was an important part of local and regional industry. The olive tree was also a symbol of God's working among His people. Olive oil was vital for the service of the tabernacle and later the temple. This oil was the fuel by which the golden menorah was lit, according to Leviticus 24. We also see that it was the symbol of God's Spirit that worked through His servants, according to Zechariah chapter 4. 2,000 years ago, olive trees served as a backdrop in the Garden of Gethsemane, which means the Garden of the Oil Press. It was here where Jesus agonized in prayer and sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. As we know, Jesus was arrested, tried, and then was crucified for your sin as well as for mine. 3 days later, though, He rose again, and now He is calling the whole world to be saved. This is His love in action. What a wonderful Savior. In another special passage found in Romans 11, we read of the illustration of the olive tree relating to the Jews and Gentiles in God's plan of salvation. God's grace and love is shown through this tree and its branches. The Apostle Paul wrote these verses of how the Gentiles had been grafted into the olive tree, which was originally made up of Jewish believers. In Ephesians 2, verses 12 through 14, Paul talks about this relationship, saying that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. As we read in the Torah, in the book of Deuteronomy 7, verses 7 and 8, Israel was chosen not because they were the greatest number of people in the world, but because God loved them. In that love, God has graciously given Gentile believers the opportunity to share in the spiritual blessings of Abraham through Jesus, the Messiah. This is not an occasion to be proud or replace the Jewish people, but to be thankful that salvation is come unto the Gentiles. The olive tree mentioned in Romans 11 does not represent all of Israel, as not all of Israel has accepted the Messiah Jesus. Nor does it represent the Gentile church, as the olive tree began with Abraham, whereas the church began in Acts 2 at Pentecost. The Bible says in Romans 11 verse 17 that the Gentile believers are grafted in among the original branches, which are the Jewish believers. It is important to note that Gentiles never totally replaced the original olive tree, even though some branches were taken away. Rather, it is a picture of unity, Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah. The lesson from the olive tree in Romans 11 is simple. Even though God is working through the church in this time or dispensation, He is still working through Jewish individuals. In other words, Jewish people can be saved. According to the last few verses of Romans 11, all Israel shall be saved and shall be restored. While national Israel today may be blind in part, it is not total nor eternal. Unfortunately, many in the church today have preached that God is done with Israel. I concur with the Apostle Paul in answering the question, "Hath God cast away His people?" The answer is powerfully stated, God forbid. God's olive tree still stands. It will not be uprooted. In these days, let us diligently proclaim the gospel to the Jew first, as well as to the Gentile. At the same time, let's keep in mind to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.